Hello, my name is Jocelyn. I'm calling from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a statewide poll in Virginia. Are you registered to vote in Virginia?
Yes.
Perfect. Do you approve or disapprove of Joe Biden's job performance as president?
No.
Disapprove? Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of Glenn Jenskins' job performance as governor?
Yes.
Yes, thank you. Would you say that things in the country are on the right track or on the wrong track?
The wrong track.
Thank you. Would you say that things in Virginia are on the right track or the wrong track?
The right track.
Thank you. Politically, do you feel Virginia is primarily a southern state or not?
Yes.
Thank you. How would you rate Virginia's public school system? Would you say excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Thank you. Thinking only about your local public school system, how would you rate it? Would you say excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Poor.
Thank you. Would you say that things in local K through 12 education are generally on the right track or the wrong track?
Right track.
Thank you. Just a few more questions. Thank you for your time. Virginia is considering legislation creating education success accounts, giving to parents a portion of state funding used to educate a public school child for use on education costs such as tuitions, tests, testing fees, and books. If that child is not in their public school, how would you have seen or read about this bill? Would you just say a great deal, a moderate amount, only a little, or nothing at all?
Nothing at all.
Thank you so much. Let's continue here. Supporters say it will give parents more choices when it comes to their children's education, while opponents say it will take away state money that should be spent on public schools. Would you support or oppose this legislation?
Yes.
Supported them?
Yes.
Thank you. Given what you know now, would you be more or less likely to vote for a legislator who supports education success accounts? Is that a much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely? Much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you so much. Do you feel that all Virginia kids should or should not be able to attend a public school they are not zoned for?
Yes.
Sure, thank you. Do you feel that all Virginia students should or should not have access to the best public schools regardless of race, gender, or income?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you feel that all Virginia students should or should not have access to any available public school sources they choose to attend? Should or should not?
Should.
Thank you. In 2020, the Virginia General Assembly legalized the growth, possession, and consumption of marijuana, but it failed to create a regulated market for the sale of it. Since that time, Virginia has been proliferating of the marijuana black market, drug crime, and other public safety and health issues. Given this, would you support or oppose a bill that creates a legal regulated market for the sale of marijuana where all products are tested, all retailers are licensed, and tax dollars are used to invest in public education and law enforcement? Do you support it or oppose it?
Oppose it.
Thank you. In Virginia, does create a legal market to regulate, test, and tax the sales of marijuana. Do you believe licensure, priority, or any other preferences should or should not be given to the Virginia hemp farmers?
Should.
Thank you. Do you support or oppose allowing biological males who self-identify as females to compete in girls' high school athletic teams in Virginia?
No.
Oppose it? Thank you so much. Do you support or oppose requiring schools to notify parents if their child is self-identifying as a gender different than his or her biological sex? Support or oppose that?
Yes.
Support it? Thank you. Next one is, do you support or oppose amending the state constitution to add language making clear that parents have the fundamental right to make decisions that direct the health, education, and that the upbringing of their children? Would you support or oppose that?
Support.
Thank you. We're more than halfway through. Again, you've been wonderful. Thank you for your time. Do you support or oppose investigating parents for child abuse if they are accused of not affirming a minor's child preference, sexual orientation, or gender identity? Support or oppose?
Oppose.
Thank you. Now I would like to ask you some questions about mental health care in Virginia. I would like to start by asking your opinion about the availability of mental health care or substance abuse treatment services in your community. Do you think that, would it be A, access to care in my community is good, B, there is a moderate access to care in my community, 3, access to care in my community is inadequate, or, that would be it, A, B, or C?
B.
Thank you so much. Right now, the Virginia General Assembly is considering plans to strengthen the state's behavioral health care system. In your view, should that be A, a high priority, B, a medium priority, C, a low priority, or D, it is not a priority?
Not a priority.
Not a priority? Let's put that down. One idea has been offered is a state budget proposal to invest $230 million in new funding to expand and improve access to behavioral health care and substance abuse treatments across Virginia. Do you support or oppose this concept?
Support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Now, I would like to hear your opinion about some specific aspects of this plan. The plan includes $20 million to fund more than 30 new mobile crisis teams to respond to calls to Virginia's 988 suicide and crisis hotline to provide urgent help to people in need. Does hearing this makes you more or less likely to support the plan?
Likely.
More likely?
Yes.
Thank you. Next one is, it includes $9 million to support mental health patient transportation to relieve the burden on police officers who often have to help transport patients in crisis. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
No.
Less likely then?
Less likely.
Thank you so much. Next one is, the plan has $15 million to expand mental health services for school-age students in need. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
No.
No? Less likely? Okay. This includes $58 million to increase and fund the numbers of crisis receiving centers and crisis stabilization units across Virginia. Does hearing this make you more or less likely to support the plan?
No.
Less likely? Okay. The plan includes $15 million in funding to combat the opioid crisis and support programming to reduce fentanyl poisoning among young people. Does hearing this make you less or more likely to support the plan?
Less.
Less likely? All right. This also includes funding to strengthen the behavioral health workforce, expand telehealth services to serve more patients, and provide same-day services to patients in crisis. Does hearing this make you less or more likely to support the plan?
Likely.
Less likely or more likely?
Less likely.
Less likely. All right, we're almost done here. Thank you for your time, ma'am. You've been wonderful. I do appreciate it. Having heard more details of the plan to invest $230 million of new funding into mental health and substance use services in Virginia, please tell me whether you would now support or oppose it.
I'm not sure.
Not sure? Okay, we can put that down. Virginia's public employees have the First Amendment right to choose whether or not to join and pay a union. Do you feel public employers should or should not be required to inform employees of that right?
Should.
Thank you. Do you feel that public employers should or should not be required to get permission from an employee before providing that employee's personal information, home phone number, address, email to union organizations?
Should not.
Should not? Thank you. Let's continue. Unions have been able to negotiate contracts for public employees with less than one-fifth of the workers voting for the union. Before a union is given the ability to represent all public employees, do you think it should or should not have to gain a minimum percentage of support in an election? Should or should not?
Should not.
Thank you. Once a union is formed, it can be placed for generations. Do you feel public employees should or should not have the right to have a periodic vote to keep the union at the workplace, remove it, or select a new union? Should or should not?
Should.
Thank you so much. In 2021, a law was passed linking Virginia auto emission standards to those decided by the California Air Resources Board. By 2026, 35% of all new cars and trucks sold in Virginia must be electric. By 2035, 100% of all new cars and trucks sold in Virginia must be electric. Do you support or oppose repealing this law?
I oppose it.
Thank you so much. Federal tax brackets and deductions are indexed for inflation, so the taxpayers aren't penalized as inflation moves their incomes higher. Virginia does not do this. Do you feel Virginia should or should not index state tax brackets and deductions for inflation?
Should not.
Should not. Thank you so much. In terms of your political party identification, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Republican.
Thank you so much. And what is your age for statistical purposes?
62.
Thank you so much. Which of the following best describes your race? Are you white, Caucasian, Black, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, or other?
White.
Thank you so much. Do you have children that is currently enrolled in public or private K-12 school?
No.
No, thank you. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or other?
Female.
Thank you so much. This concludes our survey. You've been so wonderful. Thank you for your time. You've been great.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.